This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Aaron Ayala. Date of birth, May the 8th, 1985. Case ID number is 691-9724. Date of exam, December the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to exam? Yes. Doris Padilla, nurse practitioner, dated 4/4/2023. Identifying information, this is a 38-year-old single male with no children, presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, comma, seizure disorder, comma, diabetes mellitus with neuropathy, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and anxiety/depression. The claimant is presently unemployed and states that he has never worked. He never finished high school and dropped out in the 10th grade. At the present time, he lives with his mother in a house, and he does receive food stamps, but he has never received disability benefits. Allegations, number one, hypertension, number two, seizure disorder, number three, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, number four, hypercholesterolemia, and number five, anxiety/depression. History of allegations, number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having frontal headaches, but no chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, or blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 108/73 mmHg, which is normal. He is presently on lisinopril 20 milligrams POQD. Allegation number one, seizure disorder. The claimant states that in 2006, he was diagnosed with epilepsy, not intractable, and also without status epilepticus. He denies any trauma, comma, tumors, comma, cerebral vascular accidents, comma, drug withdrawal, comma, or infectious diseases. The claimant states the last time he had a seizure was 5 years ago. He has not been in the emergency room, hospitalized, and states that the only symptom that he has is decreased memory. He is presently on Dilantin 100 milligrams TID, which has controlled his seizure disorder. He was diagnosed with epilepsy, non-intractable, which appeared to be well controlled at this time and appears to be in remission. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He does suffer from numbness and tingliness of his hands and feet. The claimant does check his blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 120 to 345 mg/dL. His blood glucose level this morning was 148. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.0, which indicates that he is very well controlled. At the present time, he is taking metformin, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets, BID. And also Rybelsus, 7 milligrams QD for his diabetes, which appears to be well controlled at this time. He denies taking any insulin. Allegation number 4, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2017, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He was started on simvastatin 40 milligrams QD. His blood work has been normal, and his last low-density lipid level was 70.6, which is normal. He denies any cerebral vascular accident, myocardial infarction, or peripheral artery disease. He has been told his condition is well controlled. Allegation number 5, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that since 2006, he has suffered from anxiety and depression. His mood and affect appear to be normal. The claimant denies any sadness, no crying spells, no violent acts, no homicidal ideation, but does have occasional depression. He also states that he suffers from panic attacks, insomnia, increased appetite, decreased concentration, and decreased motivation. He denies any apathy, anger, and does have problems with hygiene. The claimant only takes a bath once a week and sometimes does not brush his teeth. He does have poor hygiene at this time and appeared to present to my office in a not very well-groomed appearance. His mental status appeared to be normal. He was not well-kept, and his clothes were smelly. His behavior was cooperative, and he did have good eye contact with me and was alert. He was oriented times 4, and his attention and concentration, as well as his mannerisms, appeared to be normal. His speech rate, clarity, and tone were all within normal limits, and he is able to articulate his vocabulary. His memory was also intact, but slightly decreased. His thought processes were normal, and he did not appear to have any dissociated symptoms. He denies any hallucinations, suicidal thoughts, or attempts, and at this time denies also any history of hearing voices or seeing shadows or any other hallucinations at this time. His past history is pretty much negative. He denies any substance abuse and has never worked. He is presently on citalopram, 40 milligrams QD. I did ask him why he has never worked, and he says he can't work because of his condition and has not attempted to try to work, although his seizure disorder is well controlled and he appears to be fairly controlled on all his illnesses at this time. Family history: his father died in his father is in his 60s and has a history with alcohol abuse. His mother is 66 and in good health and suffers from osteoarthritis. Medications: gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, lisinopril 20 milligrams POQD, metformin 500 milligrams 2 tablets BID, simvastatin 40 milligrams POQD, citalopram 40 milligrams QD, Tylenol/codeine number 3 300 milligrams/30 milligrams BID, fentanyl sodium 100 milligrams TID, Flu Flonase, 50 micrograms / actuation, nasal spray, 2 sprays, QD, famotidine, 40 milligrams, QD, Lotrizone, 1%, applied to affected area, TID. Rebelsius, 7 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, and Motrin 400 milligrams BID PRN is needed. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, epilepsy, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, anxiety / depression, comma, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.5. Weight, 213 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 5 and a half inches tall. BP, 108 over 73 mmHg. Heart rate, 87 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 98%. BMI, 35. General. This is a 38-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. The claimant did have poor hygiene and states that he only bathes once a week. Could you please drop down to neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have clear thought process and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant does have mild poor hygiene and a borderline low IQ. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to mild decrease IQ with symptoms of mild decrease cognitive function. Probable diagnosis is number one, hypertension. Dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 108 over 73 mmHg. Number two, epilepsy. Dash being treated at this time. Appears to be well controlled. Last seizure was 5 years ago. Number three, diabetes mellitus type 2, being treated at this time with diabetic polyneuropathy. Last hemoglobin A1C was 7.0, which indicates he is fairly well controlled with the medication regimen that he has at this time. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, DASH being treated. No in-organ damage. He has been told that he is well controlled with the medication that he's taking at this time. Number five, anxiety/depression. The claimant is on citalopram, 40 milligrams QD, and appears to have a normal psychiatric evaluation, except for a borderline low IQ with mild signs of poor hygiene. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Aaron Ayala.